Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back to Score Sports Podcast. I'm Lewis's podcast, Lane Frank. We're now on episode 175. Just 175 episodes through, I got an action-packed episode planned for you. We're coming up on the Olympics. Wimbledon is just about close to over. Euro Cup and Copa America are rolling. MLB coming up on the All-Star Game. NBA free agency and so much more. Stay tuned for an action-packed episode 175. Let's hop into it. Let's start off episode 175, how we always do, with the headlines in the NBA. First things first in the NBA, last night DeMar DeRozan signed with the Sacramento Kings, 3 years, $74 million, sign trade, Harrison Barnes will head over to the Chicago Bulls, and this is a good deal, in my opinion, for Chicago Bulls and Sacramento Kings. Bulls, they obviously need to get rid of DeRozan, get rid of that contract. You're getting a good veteran player in Harrison Barnes. And then for the Kings side, thanks to getting DeMar DeRozan, he goes back to the West Coast. You've got a pretty good big three now. DeMar DeRozan, De'Aaron Fox, and Domantas Sabonis. Moving on, though, Klay Thompson headed over to the Dallas Mavericks in a six-team sign trade, which I'm really shocked that we have that big of a three-way trade now. You can call it six-way trade now. In the NBA, Klay Thompson head over to the Dallas Mavericks. Josh Green heads over to the Charlotte Hornets. But Klay, done with the Warriors, over to the Dallas Mavericks now. We'll see how that goes for the rest of his career out there. Olympics basketball starting up. We got Bahamas versus Spain today. We got a few other great matchups. We had Greece and Giannis actually eliminate Luka Doncic and Slovenia in the qualifiers, and then we'll have USA hopefully take on the whole championship once all said and done at the end of this summer. In the MLB, Ben Rice for the Yankees, rookie. He's a good rookie, but I never thought he had this in him. Hits three home runs. Something Aaron Judge, I don't even know if Aaron Judge has ever hit three home runs in a game. Something we haven't seen in a year in the MLB. Ben Rice hits three home runs in one game. Ridiculous as a rookie to hit three home runs in one game. This guy's got a future, just like another rookie in bad talk about. Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens is on fire. Still has not left a start without having the lead. That's ridiculous stuff. It's good by the offense. It's good by Paul Skeens. They hit well when he's pitching, and he just pitches well. Shut down my New York Mets. Gave up two runs, but that was it. Leaves the lead. He's a great pitcher, Paul Skeens. On fire right now. And like I said in the last episode, he's my pick to win National League Cy Young. Not maybe even the All-Star Game. All-Star Game we've got coming up later this month, along with the MLB Draft. Really bad for the news in the MLB. Let's add one more thing. Will Smith, I want to point this out, as of today, has hit four home runs in his last four at-bats. Not four home runs in one game, but over the past two games, has hit four home runs in his past four at-bats. Some great stuff, like Ben Rice. These guys on fire right now. Two catchers, Ben Rice and Will Smith, on fire. Let's move to tennis, where Wimbledon has obviously been my favorite thing to watch this summer. Novak Djokovic has been doing pretty well. Obviously, coming off the injury, still my pick to win the whole entire tournament. The greatest player of all time on grass, Novak Djokovic, not Roger Federer. And he's showing that this Wimbledon, even though he's injured. Carlos Alcaraz, the reigning champion, had a really tough match against Francis Tiafoe, 29 seed. Francis Tiafoe obviously had a great US Open run a few years ago, playing this semifinal against Carlos Alcaraz, which was really just an incredible match to watch. Just like this one, Francis Tiafoe takes the five sets, ends up losing, but what an incredible match. Today, we had Ben Shelton versus Yannick Sinner, 14 versus 1, another American. Ben Shelton ends up losing, but really good match. Tough right there. Few other good matches in Wimbledon we've had so far. Grigor Dimitrov versus Daniil Medvedev. Grigor Dimitrov just had to withdraw. For the women's side of things, Coco Gauff still in it, while Iga Swiatek, one seed, already done. Doesn't really suit her game to be on grass. Over in the soccer world, we've got Euro Cups and Copa America going on right now. For Copa America, semifinals are set. We've got Uruguay versus Colombia and Argentina versus Canada. Brazil, not in it. USA, not in it. And we're going to rant on the USA a little bit later on this episode. Just wanted to point that out that we've got the Copa America semifinal set and the Euro Cup semifinal set between England, Netherlands, and then France and Spain. See who wins these tournaments. See if England can get their first Euro Cup. And maybe Canada, they can do some damage in Copa America. That's about it for the headlines this week. Leave your thoughts in the comments. Now, take of the week. This week's take of the week is why MLB should have an in-season tournament every year, 4th of July weekend. Now, 4th of July weekend is always a lot of fun for anybody in America or across the country. And you're watching a little bit of baseball, but at one point it gets a little bit complacent, it gets a little bit boring because it's the same stuff throughout the season. Okay, you get the day games, you get this, you get that. What if we spice things up and we gave them an in-season tournament, kind of like how the NBA is an in-season tournament, but instead of making it, you know, throughout the season, games on games, and then you finish in Las Vegas, wherever it might be, just that weekend. You got all these teams here. Maybe we can do even American League versus National League, maybe something like that. Let's even put it to where winner can get home field advantage in the World Series, how we used to have with the All-Star game. Spice things up. Let's make an in-season tournament. Put it in wherever. Let's put it in nation's capital, D.C. Put it in Florida. Put it in Texas. Put it in New York. Put it anywhere. It'd be great to have an in-season tournament. Spice things up. And that would be a little bit, just a little take of the week I'm thinking of, how we can get things more excited. Now, right after the in-season tournament, after things really get spicy in MLB, go straight into an All-Star break. I think that's what fans would really enjoy. MLB in-season tournament, getting some real great action mid-season, get a little break from the regular season, and get a good in-season tournament. It's a long season. It's 162 games. If we can split some of those 162 games into an in-season tournament, I think fans would love that. I'd love that. Leave your thoughts on this take of the week in the comments. Now, top five. Obviously, the Olympics are coming up this summer. Really a great summer classic event for all sports across the world. Really unites the whole entire world, you could say, the Olympics. So let me give you my top five favorite sports to watch in the Olympics. And the Olympics isn't always about watching your basketball, your tennis, your football, your baseball. It's about watching some of the different sports. Gymnastics, swimming, track. Now, I may have some of those big sports on here, but I've also got some of the smaller sports on here, too. Let's hop into it. Number five, I'm a homer. I'm going to go with golf. You get to watch your American pro golfers. You don't always get to see these guys and play in tournaments together now because separation between LIV and PGA Tour. But in the Olympics, these guys are all going to be playing, representing for their countries. So I think golf added in 2016 to the Olympics is a great addition. Number five, golf is one of the greatest sports to watch in the Olympics. Number four, swimming. Swimming is obviously always a great sport to watch in the Olympics. Back when Michael Phelps is probably the greatest Olympics athlete ever, obviously came on our show when we had him on for a quick interview a few months ago. Michael Phelps, great athlete. Swimming, great sport to watch. Four, swimming in the Olympics. Number three, let's go to track. Yeah, Usain Bolt a few years ago. Don't know if Usain Bolt will be competing this year. Even now, look at Noah Lyles from the USA, third fastest man alive, you could say. Noah Lyles is great for USA. Usain Bolt was always great for Jamaica. So number three, track. Great sport to watch in the Olympics. Number two, again, I'm a homer. You know I love talking about tennis in the show. Tennis is number two in the greatest sports to watch in the Olympics. Roger Federer has had some great tennis classics in the Olympics. Never was able to win it. We're going to be able to see Rafael Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz play doubles this year at the Olympics. And they don't ever play doubles, let alone two of the greatest players of all time, skill-wise. Playing doubles together? Sign me up. That's number two on my list for Olympic sports. And number one, you know what number one's going to be. It's basketball. LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Kevin Durant, all these guys are always stars of the Olympics. And it's going to be exciting to see LeBron and Steph play together in the Olympics, considering Stephen Curry has never played in the Olympics. LeBron hasn't played the Olympics since 2012. Excited for it. USA, let's go all the way. One, basketball, best sport to watch in the Olympics. And that's about for top five this week. Now, did you know, this week's Did You Know is, did you know, back in the day, right when the Olympics games were starting, well, originally, it was just 14 countries, then expanded to pretty much the whole entire world. In the Olympics, the games will last up from 5 to 6 months, half a year, Olympics games would take. Now we get it in about half a month. Olympic games, always amazing. Back in the day, they would last 5 to 6 months. Do you know that? Leave that in the comments. That's perfect. Did you know this week? Now, here's my schoolyard sports scream for this week's episode. I've been very pro USA on this episode. We're talking about the July 4th. We're talking about Olympics. Now I'm going to scream on USA soccer and what an atrocity that was at Copa America, especially Greg Berhalter. So if Greg Berhalter, head coach of USA national team, if you're watching this, if you are ever watching this, this is your fault and you are probably the worst coach in any sport in US sports history. Basketball, Greg Popovich, Coach K, Steve Kerr, all amazing coaches. Any sport in the world that USA has ever had, it should be top tier. Except for you, Greg Berhalter. Your signature wins or no signature wins, you have signature draws. Let's look at Brazil in a friendly, and let's say England in a World Cup. Outside of that, Greg Berhalter has done nothing as the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. And another atrocity display this was in the Copa America. So let's break it down. Copa America, they win their first match. Great. Okay, good win. Second match, you're going up against Panama and you lose to Panama in a really bad, bad loss. Shouldn't have happened. You're playing in America. That's where Copa America is this year. It's your area. It's your jurisdiction. Win. Don't win against Panama. Okay, now you got a great match against Uruguay. And it's actually, they're playing really well. 0-0. Greg Berhalter thinks it's a good idea to say, hey guys, Panama's down 1-0. So all we have to do is just tie. We don't have to win. Guess what happens? Uruguay scores a minute later. Panama ends up coming back in their match and winning. All this due to Greg Berhalter? Not necessarily, but still. USA team probably got complacent. They got more defensive when Greg Berhalter said that. Would have been better just to leave it alone. He's one of the worst managers in sports history. Not just USA history. I know USA isn't built on soccer, but right now could be the golden age of USA soccer. Look at Weston McKennie. Look at Christian Pulisic, who was supposed to be our Cristiano Ronaldo of America. Supposed to be our Lionel Messi. He was our superstar. And he's been good, but he hasn't been to that level yet, and I don't think he ever will be because those expectations were set way too high. But they could be better if Greg Berhalter wasn't the head coach of the U.S. men's national team. So again, I'm screaming on the U.S. men's national team for not firing Greg Berhalter and for that atrocious display in Copa America. That's about it for my Squared Sports Scream this week.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Now, I just finished ranting on my U.S. men's national team. That was absolutely horrible. Now, let's actually fill out who's going to win the Euro Cup and Copa America battles. Let's hop into it. Euro Cup out in Germany. Germany got eliminated by Spain. Spain's in the semifinals. And then for Copa America out in America, where unfortunately our U.S. men's national team couldn't get it done. But we still got some great semifinal matchups. You're going to have England versus Netherlands, France versus Spain. You've got Uruguay versus Colombia, and then Argentina versus Canada and Copa America. So let's pick it. I've got England making it to back-to-back Euro Cup finals. They made it to the Euro Cup final in the 2020 Euro Cup against Italy. Ended up losing that. Let's see if they win it this year. I think they'll play France in that Euro Cup final. So in that Euro Cup final, a rematch of the quarterfinals of the World Cup where Harry Kane missed the penalty. And Harry Kane has been very, very rough in this Euro Cup so far, but other players in England have been solid. I do think England pulls out and wins their first ever Euro Cup, winning their first ever major tournament since 1966. They get it done. Harry Kane isn't a big piece in this match. They have so many other great, talented players. Harry Kane won't be a big piece in these next two matches for England, but they will get it done, and they will win the Euro Cup. Now for Copa America, I think we see a Uruguay versus Argentina final, where Lionel Messi, who wins the World Cup, ends up losing in this Copa America final to Uruguay. Federico Valverde, the star of Uruguay, gets it done for them. Ronaldo Rujo, it's a great squad for Uruguay. And they get it done, and they win Copa America. England wins Euro Cup, Uruguay wins Copa America. That's about for my spotlight on the soccer matches this week. Now, at the buzzer, everybody. This week's At the Buzzer is, let's take a deep dive, and let's take a look back on how EA College Football, which is releasing July 16th is finally coming to fruition after 10 years of a long battle against NCAA, against the players, against a guy named Ed O'Bannon, how it all came to fruition through NIL, through great EA, and now we finally get a college football video game. So for those of you that don't know me, I like to play sports video games, just a little bit. I will be living on EA College Football. This game is going to be so amazing. You're going to have college football. It's a different vibe. Madden is okay. You know, you get NFL teams. I like watching the NFL. I live, breathe, and sleep college football because I know more about college football than anybody in the world. I'm your college football analyst when you need me. College football is incredible, in my opinion, and it always will be. So to have a college football game releasing is something special, something that I didn't grow up with, but now I get it. 10 years later, after it stopped in 2014, Denardo Robinson was on the cover in 2014, and to see Donovan Edwards on the cover in 2024 is magical, everybody. So just wanted to give a special at the buzzer to EA College Football releasing after 10 years of no college football video game. Now, the best for last question day. This week's question is, who has won the NBA offseason so far? Maybe it's the Sacramento Kings picking up DeMar DeRozan. Maybe it's Chicago Bulls getting rid of DeMar DeRozan. Maybe it's the Philadelphia 76ers for getting Paul George. DeJounte Murray over to the Pelicans. They had a great offseason so far. That's a great move. So many great moves so far in this NBA offseason. But also some teams that haven't made moves. You can look at contenders. Look at Miami Heat staying complacent. Look at Denver Nuggets staying super complacent this offseason, not going for anything big. That's what happens in the NBA, and I'm a little bit surprised by that. Some of these contenders in the contender pool really not going after much. But that's my question today. Who has won this year's NBA offseason? Leave your thoughts on that in the comments. That's my question this week. That's my for Squirt Sports, Lane Frick, episode 175. Thank you for tuning in. Follow Squirt Sports on Instagram at Squirt Sports. Follow Squirt Sports on Twitter at Squirt Sport. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review for the best sports content in the world. We'll be going on our summer break off. So summer split right here from Squirt Sports fans. 2-week summer break, and then we'll be back with more great action for football season for more late July. Stay ready for that, Squirt Sports fans. Episode 176 will be coming in a few weeks.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Fresh Step knows you'd do anything for your cat. From getting them food that's nicer than yours to letting them take a midday nap on your keyboard. So why settle for basic litter? Switch to Fresh Step. Fresh Step cat litter locks in liquid and odor on contact, giving you up to 15 days of odor control. Learn more at freshstep.com. Step it up to Fresh Step with superior odor control. Versus leading value clumping litter, Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Febreze is used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.